Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
Appreciate you tuning in. Rothman and Ice, 97.1. Merry Christmas to you all. No Rothman, no Ice. It's just me, TLC. I'm here, but I'm not. And if I sound bitter, it's because I am. Because I had this whole taped intro with Rothman and Ice, and the three of us did it together, and it was all great, and I asked him to stay after work for one of the shows. If we could, hey, man, you know, we got this best of show happening on Christmas and Christmas Eve. Can we tape a couple segments? I had this segment taped, and it disappeared. And so I'm redoing it. Hello, how are you all? So we appreciate you all tuning in all the time, but especially on a holiday where you guys have unique schedules. You're traveling all over the place. Some of you are driving. Some of you are flying. Maybe some of you do have to work today, depending on what your job is. We always appreciate you guys listening to us. We especially appreciate you guys listening to us when you have out of whack schedules and maybe you have to go out of your way a little bit to find us instead of usual, you know, your usual day to day when you're in your car during our show. But we appreciate you guys a lot. If you missed it, yesterday, Christmas Eve, we had a full 3-hour best of show. Some of the content in that show was exclusive to that show. So we did pre-tape some stuff, never before aired. A lot of it was replaying some of our highlights and some of the funniest moments on the show throughout the year. So if you missed that, go to the Rothman and Ice podcast and check that out and you can relive all the fun with us. That is what we're going to do on this show as well. 30-minute show, NFL coverage following us starts at 12:30. So we got you from then to now. Let me flip that because that didn't make any sense. We got you from now to then. We got you until 12:30 with some of our funniest content of the year. We had some great laughs. I had a great time reliving some of these memories. Such a great time that I don't even know what's coming up next because I forget. So let's find out together.
They must have heard me ripping the cafe markup because now there's free pizza up there and the email just went out. So I looked at TLC and this is the way we stick it to the man. They're marking up his power core up there, like selling it way above retail, like it's some car that rolled out online, like, and there's only 100. And we're not paying above sticker on regular cafe items up there. And so now we have to get them. Mm-hmm. So you in the next commercial break, we're going to send you up there, and you got to go through like 3 checkpoints. Yep. For people who don't know, like now it's there's no free reign anymore here.
Oh, I have to go get my key card from my desk.
Yeah, but you have to go through. This isn't a one checkpoint thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 2 or 3 to get to the pizza. And then you got to bring one back because I could use a little.
The email said plenty left. So I don't think they'd be upset if I just grabbed one. I assume that means there are multiple trays.
Yeah, because the food we get, it sits around here all day anyway. Yeah. Like, rarely does everything.
Might as well be eaten.
Getting eaten. So, yeah, bring down here a whole pie for my boy AR.
It's a full staff email that went out at 12:56. If he gets up there 10 minutes from now, that's a 15
minute. I told you, if you promise not to swear in this segment,
it's going
to
be dicey.
It's a 15 minute
head start. We can finish this segment eating.
We can finish this segment. AR, you're going to get something. I just don't know if it's going to be exactly what you want.
Not what movie reference I want to make, but we gave him a 15 minute head start. This is a very like fugitive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like every outhouse dog.
That's my favorite movie.
Yeah. Oh.
The Fugitive. Okay.
Is it better than Heat? Yes. All right. This is the plan. 10 minutes.
I think he should go now. I think he should trust us.
If you ought to leave
to go now.
I can't authorize. Are you going to authorize
I'll take the blame if anything goes bad.
I don't want him to leave. I want him part of the segment.
Should I do this
we'll
like
be
a
back in 3 minutes?
Should I do this like a secret mission?
The over under is 3 minutes.
This is like
this is like sending Bobby to Kroger running across. Did I ever tell you that?
No. Should I call into the show and like just report from upstairs?
It would be interesting.
When we were in the brewery district.
Let's just see what it sounds like.
When when we were in the brewery district.
He didn't even want to hear your story.
I'm telling everybody else.
I can hear you.
When we were in the brewery district, Bobby claimed that he could run from the front of Kroger to the upstairs studio in a certain amount of time. I don't know.
I believe it was a commercial break.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it was a commercial break.
And I said to him, there's live traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't midnight. It's not like, he didn't care.
No.
I said, just a glancing blow off the front fender of someone, like slide over the hood like this is a movie, like you're Dirk Diggler.
He would have bounced right back. He would have got off the mat quickly. This is when Bobby, and Bobby's always been in great shape, but Bobby at that time looked like he could go out there and play snaps
but
if you needed him to.
Sprinting across
we had the
parking lot.
The full brick aisleway that you had, if you're, I know you remember in that parking lot. Yeah. So there was a clean lane, cleanish lane.
You're darting out from behind parked cars. The people that are driving can't see you.
I believe though, before the brick, follow the yellow brick road there, that there were some stop signs before you got to that. But regardless of what we're saying, he made it during a commercial break, which was incredible.
Real quick, check 1-2. What does it sound like?
All right. This is unbelievable. This is a first.
Doesn't sound too bad.
Dispatching TLC upstairs to pilfer some pizza.
Yeah.
To bring it back, to get back at the man here.
We really got our priorities in order around here.
You're getting a little feedback now, so you're going to have to either turn off your mic and then just stay on the phone.
All right. The microphone is off until, I just turned it on.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we do this. I think you go. And we'll have you live on the air.
All right.
All right, tell me, am I still getting feedback?
This is like sending your little brother into like shoplift or
That's
something.
Your little
like
brother?
This is like weird.
I'm at my desk. I got my key card.
Yeah.
Going up to accomplish the mission.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Things we do for food.
Let me ask you this.
Here.
Are you going to like loiter a little bit and see what like toppings and things? Or you already know what I want. So.
Oh, the Nashville hot chicken, baby.
Yeah. I'm just wondering whether you're going to be able to identify that and then take an entire pizza out of there.
I don't think he says anything.
If I can, I will.
All right.
I think you just go and it's a grab and go.
All right.
You take a peek and go.
Scan and go.
The longer that I loiter and the longer I ask questions, I feel like that makes it suspicious. So I'm just going to do it.
I think being on the phone is actually a good cover.
It always is.
I think this is also a good test of which of our coworkers actually listen to the show.
And our bosses.
Or management. Yeah. Like,
hopefully you don't see fish.
Hey, guys, that was a really stupid bit.
Well, you're right.
But we didn't plan it.
The phone and the headphones is always a good, like, hey, I can't talk right now, even if you're not on the phone. Like, I played that card a couple times.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Like, going into somewhere where it's like.
So many pizzas.
Oh, it's pizzas on deck. You're good. What are you looking at up there?
By the way, that's a gong. You just saying that you fake being on the phone so you don't have to talk to people?
I don't think I'm the only one. The headphones.
Like where do you do this? That you need to do this?
I'm not seeing Nashville's hot chicken, Rothman.
Uh-oh.
All right, well.
I'm seeing some good stuff.
Bring my
boys. Give me something semi-healthy. Maddie knows. All right.
I can bring. I'll bring this down.
All right.
Looks like we got some sort of chicken and blue cheese. Buffalo chicken, maybe.
I'm a huge blue cheese guy.
You can pluck that off.
Crumbles.
Yeah, you can pluck
just
that off.
Sprinkles. I'm not going to get picky.
I think you can play.
I'm bringing out a couple plates, too.
Like
actually, you know what? I found three plates.
All right,
I'm bringing out some plates.
All right, good. Yeah.
Right, so there's nobody there.
He'll be back.
All right, so it was easier than I thought.
We'll see you in a second, TLC.
All right.
Well, there's one guy there, but I didn't know his name, so I just kind of kept it moving.
Are you going to hang up and listen, or are you going to stay on?
Ask him if he's one of those DJs around here.
No, I got to make sure that you guys don't cuss.
What can you do from there?
Exactly.
There's no dump button on your cell phone.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I'd go over there and dump it for
you. You know what? I should
have enough time.
I'm going to have to.
What is the delay, by the way? What is the delay? How many seconds would Maddie have?
16 seconds.
Oh, man, we're good.
You crawl over there.
Go ahead. Let it fly right now. Just, do it.
I like to let the expletives fly.
Hey, the FCC, the government's still shut down. They're not working.
Not even listening. All right. Well, that's a very good point. Maybe the best point he's made.
All right. We'll see you in a second.
Right.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. destination.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
To a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Air home appraisal after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
It's been a real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homes for Our Troops has really given me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homes for Our Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need, and Homes for Our Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post 9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt, freckled fat guy.
Do it now. Let's take a listen back to when we were awesome. You're listening to the best of Rothman and Ice.
Would you stop?
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Can't stop my happiness, cause I
like. And we welcome into the studio the one and only Edna Turnblad. What? Our friend Adam King.
Hello,
is with us from 10 TV.
How did you know that?
Here's the deal.
Wait
a
minute.
If you want to be famous,
wait.
You got to learn how to take blood out of car upholstery. All right? That's a skill that can take you right to the bank.
You recognize this?
I don't think you know what's going on right now.
I don't?
What do you mean?
How do you guys
I'm
know
I'm hosting
this?
The show.
How do you guys
Why
know
Why wouldn't
this?
I know?
Why is this happening?
Why is what happening?
What is happening? Cole?
Well, what is happening?
What do you, hi, how are you?
What do you think is happening?
How do you guys know? I have buried this detail.
Listen, maybe there is no God. Maybe it's somebody like me who's just been around long enough he knows everything.
You remember when Tyrion Lannister said, I drink and I know things?
Mm.
You know,
how did you find that?
Find it.
Find what? What are you talking about?
I don't
about?
Even know what you're talking
just
about.
Just a little song coming back from break.
Here's the deal. A week ago or more,
he is
speechless right now.
When this man was out, the man to my right, the great Matty Ice Hayes, and you filled in.
Oh, no.
There was a spiral that happened. You had quizzed me on the movie lines, and then you said to me, and I picked up on it. Were you a theater guy?
Oh, no!
Hang on. You said, are you a theater guy? And a guy of Maddie knows this about me. Like, that was an interesting thing you had said. And I barked, I said, no, I'm a sports guy. Like, I didn't, not that there's anything wrong being a theater guy. But the fact that you projected that feeling onto me, I had a feeling that something was in your past. So, like I said, being here for a while, I had a buddy of mine text me and say, that was kind of funny that Adam was calling you a theater guy when he was the theater guy. And not only that, since you were a Gahanna Lincoln Lion, is that correct?
I was a Gahanna Lincoln.
Okay. All right. Not only.
This is just to be clear.
I have pictures. So Adam starred in Hairspray the Musical, and he played Edna Turnblad, who historically is played by a guy, correct?
Yes.
And now it all comes full circle that we know exactly your background, and we know exactly why you are who you are. Yeah.
This is the most well-done thing in my entire time on radio. I thought, like in the back of my head, sirens started going off, but then I was like, okay, maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe there are coincidences. And then you said the Edna thing, and I was like, okay, maybe this is the weirdest coincidence. What in the world? That was... Yeah.
I decided not to put up the pictures.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like you.
So you've seen the picture. How did you find
the
pictures?
I have the pictures on my phone.
What do you...
Can you sing a little bit for us while we're here?
Can you perform?
Can you do it for us? Give us a little something.
Who is this friend? How did this friend know that? Because the
as I said, maybe God isn't omnipotent. Maybe he's just a guy who's been around long enough he knows everything.
Because the nice thing about playing Edna is it
this music off. Bringing back good times, huh?
Get it off.
There we go, baby.
You can't stop it.
I can see Teenage AK doing this.
Was this your first big break?
You can't stop the beat.
Was this your first big role that you landed?
Oh, my gosh.
You auditioned for it?
So I will say, first of all, I loved my time as a theater kid. Second of all, I'm still very close with my theater director. She's an amazing woman. Third of all...
What about the lighting director?
The lighting director and I are very close.
Because you ordered those new gels, and when they got them for you, it was a big day.
First of all, the thing about being Edna, while it is certainly a character that's hard to miss, if you don't know it's me, you don't know it's me in the pictures. And so it's...
I think that's up for debate.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures?
I may have seen it.
What is going
on?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Hey, you know.
What, you got blackmail on me now?
It's all here, buddy.
He's holding his phone.
You got the receipts, baby.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. That was...
I've never seen you blush, Adam King.
The fact
never,
that you
until
used
now. Even through the makeup.
I mean, his cheeks are red right now.
And you used a line from the show, which tells me you've seen it.
Or maybe I just did great research.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not writing the American novel. I don't have a manuscript in my desk over there.
And
maybe you do.
And the listeners at home, I want you to understand, much like the Ian Fitzsimmons thing, this was not planned. I had no idea what was happening. And the fact that you two kept that a secret, the fact that Cole kept it a secret, I mean, I'm impressed.
It's been about a week in the making.
No!
Well, I first told him, and then today we kind of brought it all the way to the forefront.
Yes. Yeah, so
so what plays, what musicals, what Broadway?
So I was Edna, which I never wanted to be Edna. I wanted to be Corny Collins, who's the TV guy. But... I got the role of Edna because I was just goofing around, and I talk like this the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's.
You were like Mrs. Doubtfire before.
I was. I channeled my inner Robin Williams.
Yeah. Juana Man, did you ever see that movie?
It's another good one.
No.
Juana's great. Who was the former Charlotte Hornets player? Johnson? Larry Johnson? Johnson?
Well, it would have been Larry.
He
Grandmama.
Do you know Grandmama or Mr. Juana Man? Do you know those references at all?
I feel like I know the second.
Grandmama?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably... Juana Man.
I don't know what that is.
When did that come out? Juana Man. Either way. Sorry, AK.
02.
Yeah. I don't remember why he couldn't play in the men's league anymore, but he decided he was going to make it big in the women's league.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, I have never been so caught off. Well done. I mean, I want to give you guys an award.
Mm-hmm. critical acclaim.
That's,
I know, the whole deal.
I mean, I wish, sadly, the camera's behind me, but if you could have watched my face as
another
I started
one over
to,
there.
Okay,
one right there.
What
it's
was
like Big
happening.
Brother in here. We got cameras everywhere.
Like,
when we go to break, I will show you the pictures that I have on my phone.
I hope that they're good.
Put this on the news tonight.
I hope that they are.
I mean, they are what they are.
Are they like from the actual show? Like, am I in full?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're in full uni.
Oh, no. I've got you on stage.
Oh, no.
I've got you backstage. Oh. I've got it all.
Well, who is this source?
I'm not going to.
Adam, this is the risk we all run when we work in our hometown.
I untagged myself in every photo on Facebook.
You blew it last week when you decided to say to me, what were you, a theater kid? And it got me thinking, why would he have said that? Because I know some movie lines. That doesn't make any sense. And then it all came back. Wow. So you're admitting to the whole deal.
I mean, I'm not. Everybody has a past, you know? Mine just happens to be that I played Edna Turnblad in a musical.
What year was that?
Called Hairspray.
What year was that?
I was my senior year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went out with a bang.
If you're going to, it was the lead in the musical. You know, there was, Edna and Tracy,
listen,
you know?
You had to do what you had to do.
I got to get the lead.
I said to both these guys, now we know why you're such a great performer. Like, now we really know.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I did. I'm not as shy to admit I did musicals. Like,
I'm surprised you didn't want to do the acting thing.
West Side Story is awesome.
West Side Story was great.
I was a choir kid, not a theater kid, though.
But so, like,
there's levels to this.
If I came out here and I was like, hey, yeah, you know, we did West Side Story. We did, I don't know, Fiddler on the Roof. Mm. Like, you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, there were a lot of kids that were theater kids. It's the fact that it was that role that kind of made it so you had to kind of hide it down and... Yeah.
I don't like to be center stage.
Yeah, well, that I was center. I was
just a lie, Adam. Now we know that was just a lie. Play it again, TLC. This is a lie from you.
Like to be center stage.
Yeah.
That's factual. You got me there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought we were going to come out here. I was so ready to talk about Matt and his blueberries. And instead,
you know, I got the blueberries
on Tucker Kraft. Anytime touchdown.
Tucker Kraft. He's out for the year. Most theater kids don't know that, so I understand.
It's all actually making sense now. You don't know, Matty Ice, I was so flustered by the Ian Fitzsimmons thing. I had a parlay ready to go, and I'm looking at this list, and I'm like reading off the list, and I'm just thinking about how I've screwed this whole thing up with the Ian Fitzsimmons.
The Ian Fitzsimmons thing.
Tucker Kraft, whatever.
Yeah.
Just a
Adam
dude
King
in your...
here with 10 TV.
I had your back. They brought this up to me last week, and I was like, I think an AK's mine. It's a guy he's heard about all year, having a tremendous season. He probably just saw the Packers and thought Tucker Kraft anytime tutty.
Because I was so flustered.
Of course.
I was just so flustered.
All right, no BS. From the people that, from my guy, like, major compliments to you on this. Like, I was talking to him about it and how well you did and how stunning you were in this role and how much you nailed it, so... I wish I was there. I just wish I would have seen it.
It is.
The Super Bowl, the World Series, those guys don't know what pressure is.
No, they don't.
This is kill or be killed. 1 minute, you know.
It's not something I'm ashamed of. Like,
no, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, it was a great. I mean, I was the lead in our senior musical. I'm happy about it. It's just not something that I tell people unless you know. And with that.
Wait. If you're not ashamed of it, why were you removing yourself from all the Facebook tags?
Well, because it's also a photo that I'd like to be able to explain in advance before you send it to me and say, what is going on in this picture?
Well, they either think you like doing that, or it's Halloween, or you're in a musical. They have three guesses.
Or they say, hey.
You like doing that.
You know, do you think there's someone out there right now that came to that musical and is now putting two and two together? They're like, oh my gosh. That was
how many years ago was this?
Would have been 12 years now.
Man. You graduated in 2014.
Packed house.
Had to be. With his name on the marquee. Are you kidding
What's that like in the after party, Adam? What is that like when you and all your cast members get together and celebrate a great performance? What's that like?
You ever been in a locker room after winning a Super Bowl? It's pretty similar.
I have.
Yeah.
He actually was. Yeah.
I just want to say to those listeners out there, those that know Anthony Rothman, those that have never met him, maybe don't mess with the man. I'll tell you this. He comes for blood. He does not play. And He will ruin your life.
I wanted to take a glance at the old YouTube chat during the break, and one of the comments in there is, at Adam King, you bugged him for an entire week. Rothman was coming for blood, calculated, cold. Rothman is the one who knocks,
a.k.a. Oh, Heisenberg.
Walter White.
Who is that?
That is from Ace 23 Shooter.
Ace Rothman.
Ace 23,
what have
baby.
You started?
There is a
Jen just texted me a picture of myself. How she found it, I don't know.
Well, everyone's on the Google machine now. It's like, I don't know if you have enough weight to scrub the entire internet, but it's probably out there. I did not do that. I would not, without your authority, no. I would not.
I just, oh. No.
Well, this is public information. Should I say it?
You can say it. I don't care.
What is it?
Are you sure?
Well, we don't know what it is.
If you go on Google Images and type in Adam King Gahanna.
Oh, this is happening.
Uh-oh.
I didn't start this. This is happening on the fly.
Uh-oh. King.
Is it not me running cross country?
No, there is one with you with a football helmet on, though, doing a sideline hit.
Oh, yep, it's there. Well,
wait, is this?
Yep, okay.
You look like a ventriloquist dummy in this.
I do look like.
Yeah, but that's not from Hairspray.
That was a rehearsal.
That's like you look like a real life blow up doll or something. I'm not sure what's going on there.
All right. Let's not send everybody. Maddie has lost.
I'm sorry. Because now this is a thing now. And people are going to be all over this.
My favorite part is that random thing is going to get so much traction now on a just ridiculous. Hey.
The royalties are going to start pouring in.
Hey, it's Berm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21+ only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.